Hey there, it's Antonio Banderas. This is Tom Takara, the Wolf of Dog Street. Sorry for this week's episode coming out late. I wanted to have some time to record this little voice memo to give you a heads up that this is a backlogged episode that we recorded back when I was in New York still. I'm sure you guys have noticed the last like 8 or so, 10 maybe episodes have all been backlogged because I've been in LA working on some stuff while Tommy's in New York, so we wanted to get ahead of it, so we recorded for a few days straight in my apartment and lost our minds. I'm sure we've mentioned it on the show. It's been a minute since I was in it, so I don't remember everything we said, but I'm sure we addressed it at some point. Anyways, this is backlogged. That's why we don't address what's happening in the world at all, and boy, what a simpler time when we recorded this episode about sleep music with Robert Dean at the tail end of us losing our minds in my apartment. I also wanted to give you a heads up. We're going to start putting more stuff on the Patreon now that Tommy and I have some weird time, even though we're apart. We're going to try to record some stuff where each of us on our own talks about what we're listening to. And anything you guys want to send us to listen to, we'll check that out and put our thoughts on it on the Patreon. It'll be a good time. Send those to the Twitter at StandByYourBand, or I guess if you don't have that, if you have Insta, DM it to us. We'll find it somehow. I don't know if Tommy has the login for the email, so, and I don't know if I remember it, even though it's on my computer right now. Nonetheless, it'll be a fun little time. That'll be on the Patreon, and then we'll figure. We have two more of these backlogged for the main feed, just to let you in the know, but I think we'll figure something out. We have limited equipment right now, but we'll be able to figure something out. Anyways, in the meantime, thanks for bearing with us, and we appreciate you guys big time. We miss you. I hope you enjoy the episode. Bye. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band, the podcast where we normally talk about music that people make fun of, but today is a little twist. I am Tom Takar, brought to you by Gatorade. I'm sponsored by them now. I'm joined once again, as always, by Tommy McNamara, the Prince of Snarkness. How are you, buddy? Oh, are you a little... You a little sleepy there, Tommy?
Oh, I just woke up. This is our sleep episode. I'm ASMR Tommy.
Anal sex, mister.
I would react to that if I weren't so groggy.
I just bought you a coffee.
It's a character.
This character sucks.
Well, you know, sex, Mr. Tommy.
You know who doesn't suck? Our sleepy little guest, Robert Dean, everybody.
Oh, hi, everybody. True. I am so sleepy.
Sleepy man.
I'm anal sex, Mr. Robert Dean. Here opening packages and just talking soft.
Ooh, you got to go. Tom, do an ASMR voice.
Hello.
What the fuck was that? Like a haunted house owner.
Hello. Welcome to the ASMR
I guess
video.
It's just whispering, so it's like, hello, Mr. Kitty.
Oh, that's good. Do you feel that?
I've never actually watched ASMR. Is it whispering?
You don't watch it. You listen to it. Yeah. People watch it. True. There are videos of it. I'm kind of a people listener.
If we actually whisper, people are going to go
insane.
Yeah,
for sure.
So we shouldn't do that.
You know how they have, what if the people who wiretap you, are they're just people listeners.
That's true.
I just want to listen. Isn't that what this is?
Have you ever heard of my character Blind Woody Allen? That's where he's on the bench in Annie Hall just listening to people and telling Diane Keaton about him.
I would love it if it has no Woody Allen impression to it.
No,
it's got
to,
right?
My Woody Allen
it has part. To.
Can you hear the people?
That's good.
That's really good.
Oh, they're saying such weird things.
Have you thought about doing a full cover album as Woody Allen?
Woody Allen, stand-up comedian.
Yeah, people in the street.
The worst joke of all time.
I'm not Woody Allen. Needs work.
That album, Woody Allen Stand Up, has the worst joke, I think, of all time. Where he,
really?
He says, I had a stuttering dog growing up. He went, bow wow. I think it's literally the worst joke ever. Bow wow.
That is pretty good and pretty bad.
Wish I had it. Kill for that joke. Especially now, it's topical.
Yeah.
So topical.
So topical true. Now.
I mean, it is, at least that's a joke you understand from that era. So many are like, and Nixon, he's a real shoehorn. yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I sleep to Lenny Bruce.
So this is
you should know about me.
You want to talk about, you listen to music to sleep.
Yes.
Something that I don't think either of us do. Tom, do you?
I used to, and then it occurred to me, I realized I had to listen to things that I didn't like, or things that I didn't know. I would just put on like jazz or something to sleep, because for a while, I was sleeping to music I like, and then I would just get pumped up while I was sleeping. I'd start doing the lyrics and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lyrics are a no-go for me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can't do lyrics.
I am done with lyrics as a person.
Altogether.
No more lyrics.
Huh? Wow.
I don't care about what that person has to say. I've got my own thoughts, my inner monologue, and I like to listen to lyric music, because then it's like I get to Shatner voicing my own thoughts over it.
Sure.
Which is what we'll do. It's what we'll be doing today on this podcast.
It's a good thing to announce a bit before.
This is what it will be. But no, you can't help it. It's just like, it's a way. I mean, people listen to the music I'm going to play, or the music I listen to study or sleep to.
Right.
And I listen to it, walk around and do basically everything.
Sure. I used to listen to podcasts to go to sleep.
I do that sometimes.
Yeah. I realized like it really has to be one that I don't care to miss. Or like,
don't you think that's training you to do a terrible thing, which is fall asleep while people are having a conversation?
Yes, that's
true. And I constantly see myself doing that.
Pavlovian.
People are getting very angry at
you're
me.
At a diner at a table, you're like, uh-oh, this is sleepy time talk.
Constantly at big business meetings. Just
comedians talking
away.
About comedy.
Sorry, hold on.
I'm going down.
What are you doing, bud? Our boys are...
The cats are really exploring.
I don't usually listen. The only time I listen to music to fall asleep is when I am very drunk. And I know this from other people being mad at me. Like, I'll share like a hotel or an Airbnb with someone. And then I stayed with fast guest Casey James Salango once. And he had to come out at like 3 a.m. and try and turn off the Lana Del Rey that was blaring from my phone as I was passed out asleep. And he couldn't figure out my code. So he just had to like be kept awake by it. Like, knowing that I was not listening to it.
That would drive me insane.
I know.
That's very funny. But yeah, I don't do... I will listen to music to, like, write and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But even that, it gets dicey. I kind of sit in silence a lot of the day, and it gets very depressing.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to introduce music to my daily routine more these days.
I mean, I think it's kind of fucked me up, because like my favorite band, which I want to get into and I can start playing them, is Explosions in the Sky.
Hell yeah.
They are a post-rock band that most famously did the soundtrack to Friday Night Lights.
Of course.
And
some of the TV show has a very little of the TV show uses their music too. But the movie, it's all Explosions.
The movie
in the
is
Sky.
All. The TV show does. I mean, they use the song Your Hand in Mine enough where.
It's so funny that you know. I have no idea what the track titles are to any Explosions in the Sky. And I like them a lot, but I'm just like, oh, yeah. It's all the same.
It's all the same.
It's not really, but it's like.
It's all the same 12 minute song.
Yeah.
It's weird that, like, classical composers named their songs. It's like, bitch, no one knows this name. We know the dun 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 dun.
Just call it that.
Dun 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 dun.
That's so funny. Yeah. They're like, this one's called Our Lawyer Couldn't Change the Rights to
I'm convinced Friday Night Lights sucks.
Wait, what?
I've only seen the
I'm convinced.
No.
You're a big fan.
I love Friday Night Lights.
All of it.
Movie and TV show. TV show more than movie.
All of the TV show.
Everything except for season 2, which is their Jump the Shark season,
but they
because
had
they
it.
The writer's strike. So they were kind of doing it. I believe it was because the writer's strike, or maybe it's because. And also the network
fucked them, and they wanted them. They were like, look, the show, people like it, but it's a little boring. We need ratings grabbers. So they introduced one of the dumbest storylines of all time.
Which, let's spoil it for Tom.
There's no reason. It doesn't matter. It. Also, it happens immediately. Two of the characters accidentally kill a man who's trying to rape one of the characters. And the whole, rather than call the police, which would make total sense since it was in self-defense, they decide to cover it up, and one of the characters.
Keep in mind, hold on. Season one was just about a high school football team. That was all it was about.
And the characters that this is about, at that point in the show, so Jesse Plemons is one of them.
Yes, he's
not even on the fucking team at this point. He's a friend of the backup quarterback who has to take over for the start.
Do you remember the first time you saw Jesse Plemons?
He's great.
He's great, but the first time I saw him
might have been Breaking Bad.
Is that a human being?
Yeah.
What is that, a Henson creation? He's very successful and very handsome, but he's a very unique looking man.
Incredible comedic actor too.
Game Night,
he is so funny.
So funny.
He's like one of the reasons, that's one of my favorite comedies of the past at least like 7 years or something like that, and he kills it. He's so great,
and yeah,
my favorite comedy of the last 10 years. Superbad.
Get it in there, sneak it in.
So happy to know that about you.
That's canon.
Just a
quick
context.
So
I was talking to a big group of friends, and you could call it a group chat.
Okay,
we were trying to figure out what the best comedic movie of the 2010s was, and it is MacGruber. There's no argument.
Sure,
it's the funniest movie that came out in the decade. I won't take an argument.
The floor is
Tommy's looking at me thinking, hold on.
But so everyone in the group chat started throwing out movies, and every fucking movie that got thrown out was from 2007 to 2009, and it was making me so angry.
Glory days.
Like, why is this group chat making me like tense up physically? I was getting so mad.
And so I think it's funny to continuously say that Superbad is the best of the last 10 years.
Let's play Explosions in the Sky. Yes.
Yeah, I have the aux cord.
Yes, you do.
And I have it in, but it's not playing. So this is the song from... So Friday Night Lights is a bad show.
Will you turn it up on your phone a little bit?
Yes.
There we go.
It is perfect music to talk over. We should put it a little low and just talk over it, yeah.
It's the best music to talk over. Yeah. So this is all I listen to because I walk the streets and this is just playing in my head. And I get to write my, you know, diatribe about how Friday Night Lights is not a very good show.
I'm curious why you think it's a bad show.
I think people like this because like all it is teenagers like falling in love with both football and each other, and it's just like, I love you. With this behind it, everything sounds.
It's true.
Everything's majestic. Guys, I am so happy to be a guest on your podcast.
This is so fun. Hell yeah!
When I was walking here, I thought to myself, me. A podcast guest? Never. Yet here we are.
Here we are.
You know, Woody Allen has this joke that's really bad.
Wow.
It is interesting that you walk the streets at night like some sort of goblin.
I do. Yes, I am. I do my goblin walks.
What kind of goblins are you hanging out with?
You know, goblins who were car owners? What? But that's goblins gotta walk.
Goblins gotta walk.
Goblin gotta walk.
That's a t-shirt.
That's a t-shirt.
This is so fun to do.
It's so.
Money talks and so goblins good. Walk. Rory Scovel got engaged to an Explosions of the Sky concert.
Rory and I, we went together once. I was hoping.
Is that what he got engaged?
I was hoping he would propose to me. I was waiting for it, but no, it had to be his wife.
Men are always proposing to their wives.
Wives, always the brides, never the bridesmaids.
Then the music dips, and you're like, wait a minute. Is this a bad? No, Rory's the only other guy I know who knows the tracks as well.
Right.
He's the only other person who knows what, like, we were talking about, like, set lists.
So what's that concert like? Are people very silent? You know what I mean? Because it is a weird time. Because usually in a concert, you kind of do talk over an instrumental part, yeah. But it's weird when like right. The whole thing is.
Are people singing along like? There's like movements in it. This is gonna sound so lame, but there's movements in it that have a roller coaster effect to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of, I mean, obviously, you know, I would say a good majority are on drugs and, or, you know, in love, same difference. And, you know, you just kind of are swaying. And then, like, we'll come up now. So,
hell yeah.
We've been in this song now for 6 minutes.
This is a great scene in Friday Night Lights.
Of course. And you get to think about Friday Night Lights and your own Friday Night Lights. And then there'll always be a break right before the big crescendo.
Yeah.
And it's so funny to listen to the crowd go, "Whoa!" Like you clicked up the roller coaster all the way. And then it's just, all right, here we are. Because it's all anticipation.
Yeah.
It's this constant wait for something bigger than we are.
Where's the drop?
And it's a very, very long time to get a drop. They are incredible musicians. They play their asses off so much so that every time after, like when we were like, one more song, they always are like, we've done everything.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing more. Also, we're not going to play a song that everyone's going to be like, yeah!
Right.
That's my jam! Thank God you played it. They're just like, yeah, we performed our asses off. And they really do. It's amazing to watch, but you just watch. They have lighting on. I mean, they've been doing it for so long now. Lighting is perfectly on cue.
Right.
And, you know, you do enough drugs. You really.
So I just searched Explosions in the Sky controversy. Something we do almost every episode is we search someone we're talking about, then controversy, just to see what comes up.
No.
Yes. And this is not their fault, but this is a marquee that was put up, and it was a very bad coincidence that just says Explosions in the Sky concert September 11th.
I knew it. Yeah. I knew it was coming. That must be hard for them to perform on that day.
It's a really tough day. Yeah. It's a really tough day.
That is tough. I really like them, though. I listened to more of their stuff than just the Friday Night Lights stuff because I loved their music in Friday Night Lights, the movie, so much.
Yeah.
That afterwards I was like, I want to hear more of their shit.
I really liked it. They're incredible.
Do they still tour? I would go.
They do. I saw them a couple months ago and it was so, I mean, I've seen them every time.
Thanks for the Evite.
Every time they've come. Next time you're in. But yeah, I've listened to a bunch of bands like this. You know, there's like Godspeed.
Yeah.
New Black Emperor, which is, I don't know, they're like anarchists or something. And then there's obviously Sigur Rós, the Kings of Sleep.
Will you play some
Kings
of that?
I used to listen to
I don't know any. I've never heard of Sigur Rós.
I used to listen to them when I would. I had a desk job at a hospital that I would listen to Explosions in the Sky and this too because I could work while I was doing it.
My girl gave me a desk job recently.
It doesn't even work.
So, Tommy, this is Sigur Rós. I've been waiting my entire life to introduce Tommy McNamara to this. Because
I want to hear
Tommy. This is going to change.
Hell yeah.
You've heard it. It was, I think, most famously the scene in Life Aquatic when they're in the submarine and the fish swims by. They're an Icelandic band.
Mm.
There is lyrics by the lead singer Jonsi, and he sings in his made-up language called Hopelandic.
No.
Yes. So it's not as good, but it is. I mean, it's beautiful. You know, you walk outside, no matter what terrible neighborhood you live in, no matter how garbage your life is, you walk outside.
Stop looking at me.
Yeah. Let us.
Tommy, you could use this.
Let us drown in the Hopelandic Ocean.
That's beautiful.
It's beautiful. And that's all it is. It's just beautiful. I like beautiful music. And I will defend it.
on this podcast.
I want to listen to Tom Segura Rose. Anybody?
I once did a mashup, and it was Sugar Ray Ross, and no one cared enough about either to care about that.
How have we talked about Sugar Ray 2 days in a row?
I mean, it's going to come up, right? Isn't he? He must be the most mentioned musician on
You would
pod?
Think so.
I would think so.
McGrath.
So this is my favorite music, and then I got to the point in my life where I just started yelling at, I got an Alexa, not to brag. And so I just started going, Alexa, play sleep music.
Yeah.
And that's now why I go to sleep. To sleep music, which I was listening to on Spotify. It's, you know, as you'd imagine.
Yes.
This is...
Oh, wait, sorry. Let me turn it back in. There you go.
Piazzale Mona by Il Sognatore.
Of course.
Of course. You guys know it? I mean, I like Il Sognatore's early work, but this is still really good. Sometimes I call this aquarium music.
Oh, yeah.
It's got
yeah.
a good, you know, you're just hanging, you're just looking at dolphins. You're just going to sleep, looking at dolphins. The cats are really going crazy.
They need to hear the music. We got to get little cat headphones.
Really need to chill out.
Tom just got a bite on the wrist, looks like.
Got a little scratch. Had to save the plants.
They do not respect you.
No, they don't.
Wow.
They're getting close to their feeding time, so they're going to be fucking insane for a little while.
All right. They should chill out and listen to some sleep music.
This is so frustrating to listen to while I'm like...
You are so angry at cats.
I'm not even mad at them. I'm just like dealing with a lot right now.
Well, that's a problem I have.
Don't. Let it go. Yeah. This like is why I came on. You guys... Listen, I've been listening to the podcast.
No, you haven't.
No, I have not.
No, I have not. I've listened as a Patreon guy. As a Patreon guy. As one of those Patreon guys.
Yes.
I think you guys have too much stress.
I definitely have too much stress.
Yeah, true.
And just relax.
True.
You know, you guys are just listening to Limp Bizkit all the time.
Yep.
Getting all angry and...
Breaking stuff.
True.
Saying fuck too many times. Just listen to, you know, just go to that place.
Let the nookie come to you. Don't do it all for the nookie.
Do nothing. Do nothing. Do nothing for the nookie. The nookie will come to you.
Yeah, Fred Durst leading a yoga class. Put on your backwards red hat.
Tick nookie han.
Nookie, nookie, nookie.
I bet somebody's mantra is nookie.
Nookie. Drink from your hot dog flavored water. What is be at peace.
I've said om 27 times in this omed up song. That omed up face. God, I miss being a teenager.
Yeah?
This wasn't the music I used to listen to. I Man. Feel very old.
You like showed up to school in pajamas because like the emo kids are wearing like emo outfits and you're just wearing pajamas because you listen to sleep music all the time.
My scene,
Man, I wish I had a dad. Anyway.
This one didn't even make sense.
No. This is a big part to post rock and sleep music. We will think about our fathers. It just comes.
See, you know? It does fit, Tommy.
It does
so
fit.
So funny. If Explosions in the Sky had no lyrics, and at the end of one of the songs, they're just like, fuck you, Dad.
Sorry, we can't be perfect.
I do so. I do hate myself for this, but I have. And it's not heckling. It's trying to help an Explosion song by yelling out, I love you, Dad! Just as like at the crescendo, it's at so the most funny. Beautiful part.
Amazing.
I forgive you! People are like, yeah, I'm on the same wavelength yep. as that guy. I know what... I mean, it's an experience. I mean, all this stuff. It's just... I mean, this is like what, like, I've got, you know, acupuncture and all, like, any spa treatment.
Yeah.
I mean, it's spa music. And it's just sure. to, I mean, everything else is so busy and tiring.
Do you go to spas? I've never been to a spa.
Oh.
Oh, buddy. You got to go to a spa.
I don't know how to relax. That's
get you
problem.
Some cigarettes you really go. And get you in a steam room.
I love a spa.
I did go to a steam room. I was at a wedding and the hotel had a steam room and I went 3 days in a row and it was amazing.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, Tommy. You can live like
that. I know.
You can live like this.
Whoa.
Come to the anal sex mister side. Hi. Hi. Yeah, so this is what I, you know, sleep to.
This seems perfect for sleeping.
It's perfect for sleeping. It's not good for looking at yourself in the mirror.
Right.
That seems tough.
It does. With most relaxing things, there's a line where you feel like a serial killer. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I can't do my morning push-ups to this
right.
song.
Right.
I also can't do morning push-ups.
Yeah, we were about to bring up the
serial
morning
killer. That's the most serial killer activity I could think of.
Yeah, look straight in that mirror.
you have a floor mirror.
Relax. Relax. Yeah, that's not good for anybody.
Hey, what's that red writing on the mirror?
Tommy has a floor mirror, and then he's always inviting women over and telling them they have to wear skirts.
God damn
I think it's fucked up.
It's a theme party. Skirts and normal clothes for men. I'm not like that. I'm normal.
Oh, wow. You're kink shaming now? Interesting.
Oh, interesting.
Here's
some
kink
men
shaming.
Like up skirts.
Lola sucks. That's kink hey. Shaming.
Maybe the freaks are the normal ones.
See, every thought sounds better.
Oh, man.
All right. So,
are you a good sleeper, Robert?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I have nothing to compare it to, but I think I am.
Do you measure your sleep?
I did for what, with the app?
Yeah.
I did that for a little while.
Yeah.
But then it was just... it was disappointing. This is like when I was working and going out every night.
That's yeah.
Like
the so worst. Yeah.
It was just like, oh, good. I got 4 hours of bad sleep. Ugh. I could have told you that.
Sure.
I didn't need your app to tell me that.
I used that sleep app where it said that shit was good for about an hour. And after that, shit got sour. It's the Puddle of Mud sleep app.
I just realized that listening to this music is going to make this like a real bummer of an episode. I gotta
what
change
is this
it.
One?
I got to change it. This is called Northern Star
Who
by Joseph McGraw.
Oh, okay.
It's from his album Spirit of Harmony. Let's just skip that.
Listening to music while you're falling asleep reminds me of something I would do as a science fair. Did you guys do science fair?
Yeah.
I remember I had one where it was like, does music make you run faster? It was so bad.
That is so
I was
funny.
Such a dumb student.
Wait, and does it?
It must.
I think
it depends on the music.
Yeah.
If you listen to some up-tempo songs, although I'm lyrically motivated a lot of times, so it's like, that's why that Taylor Swift song was my second most listened to of the year, because I was listening to that part of Cruel Summer a lot to run faster.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No wonder I'm failing at everything. I mean, this doesn't surprise me anymore.
What are you talking about? You're a hot man, Robert
Dean. I'm listening to Gravity and Resignation by Floor Overhead. How am I supposed to do anything?
Now, this does qualify as music, I suppose.
You think it
does just sound like a noise that's... Oh, there we go. I was just hearing a...
That's most of it.
I'm not sure if this relates, but my girl did give me that Floor Overhead.
The floors that are covered in your mirrors.
Our first level fight.
Have you guys listened to the Golden Record on this podcast before?
What's that?
No.
So we, and by we I mean NASA, sent out a satellite.
Satellite. Yes.
The Voyager satellite.
Mm-hmm.
And on it, we put a record on it that was like, here's, if you want to know what Earth is like, you can just listen to this album. And there's this amazing track that sometimes I sleep to. Because sometimes I like pretend I'm an alien who's, you know, just learning about planet Earth. But it's called Sounds of Earth. And it's the most ASMR running water. I know. Shh. Well, we got to edit all
this
out.
They should send some podcasts out to space.
That's true. I think the aliens would like this episode.
I mean, this is their music, right?
Right.
Like, this is like sci-fi.
Oh, yeah.
In the future, this is what we listen to. There's no instruments.
Right.
It's just generic, spaceship sounds.
Right.
I can't find this. Anyways, I give up. I'm tired. Why are we doing this?
Oh, boy. Should we dip into Facebook? We have a bunch of people responding, actually.
Ah, interesting.
It's more than I thought. So I posted, we're doing a podcast where we talk about music you sleep or study to. Do you listen to music when you sleep? And if so, what? And Bob Gurnett writes, any post-rock, Explosions of the Sky, This Will Destroy You, God is an Astronaut, Tortoise, Six Part Seven, Hammock, and Mogwai.
Love you, Bob. That's a this is Bob's connecting. Those are all top-notch.
Right.
Top-notch bands.
Speaking of Facebook, your posts rock.
Hey, thanks, man.
that
really
fake.
Means a lot to me.
You're funny.
That's my impression of Pete Holmes.
You're funny. You understand? Ronnie Pascal writes, these are my sleep bands too, mostly Explosions and Sigur Rós. Macapach writes, study/writing STS9 acts the cables. It's live acoustic that is about an hour and a half long. No interest.
This is, I'm going to play right now. This is a very popular study. If we're going to branch into the study.
Yeah,
sure, sure.
Study.
This is a live YouTube thing called Lo-Fi Beats. Lo-Fi hip-hop radio beats to
it's
relax.
It's so funny that you just said that because I was just about to say, Mike Carrazza writes, if I'm studying, I like, oh wait, no.
I know my
one.
Audience.
That's
I know my
one.
Audience.
Jake Marshall Head writes, I cherish how lo-fi hip-hop beats.
Absolutely.
And by the rule of threes, I have to say my girl gave me that Jake Marshall Head.
Of course.
I'm legally
of
obligated
course.
To make that joke.
Of course. And I am shaking my Jake Marshall Head, of course. He says, I cherish how lo-fi hip-hop beats to relax / study to the playlist still includes the occasional gunshot sound. Oh, wait, where'd it go?
It's coming back. It's coming back.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, so this is like for sexy sleep.
God, could you imagine?
This is when you take a Samurai X and a melatonin at the same time.
Damn. Could you imagine what Common could do with something like this? I bet he'd rap all over that shit. I just get poked
I'm
up.
I'm going to... Nope. Nope. Don't try it, Rob.
I'm going to sleep.
Rapping Robert's
It's going to be deep. Going to sleep. It's going to be deep. Spraying a cat. That cat does not care. About
He didn't give a shit at all.
In its hair. Man, I used to listen to so much better music on this.
I have to start listening to rap. I really do.
You simply must.
I'm so sleepy.
Yeah, rap will wake you up a little.
You gotta listen to that System of a Down song, Chop Suey.
Wake up!
If you want to wake up.
Well, that'll get you where you need to go.
You want it to. I don't think you trust in my...
Study beats that are lo-fi.
I cry. Damn. What angels deserve to die. I heard that song earlier today. What a world.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
In what context?
It was on, I posted a stand-up clip on Reddit. Probably a big mistake. Mm-hmm. And the leading video on r/videos.
Sorry, can I guess why people posted this?
Yeah.
Did someone comment?
Oh, it wasn't a comment on my video.
Did some? Oh, okay.
It wasn't a comment. Nobody commented. I don't think anybody watched the fucking video on Reddit.
This reminds me of when angels deserve to die.
No,
why
somebody,
have you forsaken me, Tom?
Somebody made a...
in your bit forsaken. In your chunk forsaken.
Somebody made the top video on r/videos today was somebody made a Furby that like mouths along
That's
to that
really
song.
Funny.
And somebody commented on it, hey, this is a cool video, but as an audio engineer, it really drives me insane that the lip syncing is slightly off. And if you just adjust it 5 seconds, and the guy was like, I don't give a shit. This is
it's also
a silly
not
video,
my video
I made. Yeah.
I found this. If you want to do it better, you do it better.
God,
I hate the internet. I
it's
really
a bad
do.
Place.
It's
I fucking hate
place.
Reddit, man. It really bumps me out. Anyway, I love Facebook, though, which is where people are commenting. And it's a good website.
Yeah, it's a good website. They're all good websites. I love that.
I love a good site.
Yeah, I just, the Furby thing was my idea.
Oh shit!
I was as soon as I was like, I'm gonna go home and do that. And now it's I'm just ripping some guy. Yeah, no, it's,
yep.
Or you know,
or girl.
Or girl.
Thank you. Stephanie Lee Reed writes binaural beats and rain sounds for sleeping.
Oh yeah.
Now rain sounds.
So this doesn't.
Do we consider this as music? Do we consider this music?
You cannot. You also cannot do binaural beats.
Is rain not God's music?
Is rain not God's music?
Yeah, rain. And like is wind. God's. It's God making a little music for us.
Would you include birds in that?
Yeah, I can. I include
birds. You throw
birds.
So yeah. The whole...
And the sounds of screams from the streets. Those are kind of God in some way. He created us.
Yeah, he did it.
And it is a he. This, in spite of what Ariana Grande might have to say about it. Yeah,
binaural beats
feel,
are just...
Oh, I see. See, I think of like rain and stuff like that. That's like God's version of stomp, you know?
Yes. God is doing a very elaborate million-year-long stomp.
Yes. Let's hear some more music.
This is called Superintelligence. Binaural beats, focus, music, concentration music.
Ah.
See, we're not getting distracted by lyrics.
We're almost too focused in this episode.
I know. I know.
The cat has been on my lap for like 20 minutes. And,
yeah,
the
not feeling it?
I'm done. I had a good, right. It was good at first, but now the time's over.
Come here. Just throw him off. He'll be
I can't
fine.
Throw a cat.
Just pick him up and take
really
him off.
The cat is in complete control of
you. I'm not going to grab into your crotch and tell you just push him off of you.
This is a real Ratatouille situation.
Come on, Pepe. Or you can spray him if you
oh,
want.
Oh, now he's looking at me like he wants
he
to
He likes
stay.
You.
The cat's right, controlling
fine, the cat
Tommy through his balls. pulling on your balls, making you do everything.
Tommy's meowing all of a sudden.
Spray Tommy. Spray Tommy with the water.
Don't spray me.
Right, I'll
spray
Tommy. Spray
the water. That was if there was a Cat Dave Matthews band, that's what they would sing.
The last song I remember falling asleep to, hand me that mic cable right there.
All right.
I'll show you guys and see why I stopped, because I was getting too fired up listening to it. It's so funny. This music has been so... I don't know what the term for it is. I guess just backgroundy white noisy to me that we unplugged it and I was still hearing it.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, that'll happen.
Yeah, baby. All right. Let me find
wow, 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 wow. I'll just do it. Well, where about your wow, 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 wow.
Oh, here we go.
That's beautiful.
Wow, wow, wow. See, I'm a musician in my own right.
Oh, you're sleeping to this?
This was my quintessential sleep song
really?
For a while, yeah.
Wow.
Your hips just moving as you go to sleep.
Hell yeah.
Like, seriously? I can't imagine sleeping to this.
I would try to sleep to this because it has, like, a smooth beat to it.
That's so funny. Yeah.
Well, I think most music, if you turn it down enough.
Right.
Yeah, if you turn it down enough, I could sleep to this. Is this from the Space Jam soundtrack? It's got a similar.
This is just from, this is Diddy and Usher.
Oh, okay. So of that time period, though.
What if the
no.
new...
this is new Diddy and Usher?
Space Jam was in, like, the early... Or, like, listen. 98 or something, right?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
This must have been, like, 2006 or something like that.
Really?
Maybe 05? I remember listening to this going into my senior year of high school. I had a huge crush on this girl who is now a hardcore Trumpy. And this is what happens.
Do you think you have anything together. To do with that?
Yes.
Did you steer her?
You red-pilled her, Tom.
Thank you. Thank you.
I would stand
on behalf of the others.
I would stand outside of her parents' house with a boombox playing Obama speeches.
he says how I feel.
Yeah.
Hope and change. Date me.
But yeah, that's the only. That's the, when I think of going to sleep to music. That's what
funny.
I think of for whatever reason. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you really can't. You can't listen to lyrical music going to sleep.
No.
Brittany Carney writes that she falls asleep to nighttime jungle sounds, oceans crashing, and Kenny G.
See,
of those, Kenny G is technically music.
Yes, the sound effects. I know we're not talking about them, but I cannot stand.
Really?
Well, I mean, well, because like I don't want to. If I'm in a jungle, things have gone horribly wrong.
That's
you know
fair.
What I mean?
Like,
it's
waves, not calming like, to me to hear like waves, because it's like, oh great, I'm out on a boat.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
I'm on like a piece of wood floating in the ocean.
Oh, this is not good. What are those crickets? Why am I outside?
I gotta get inside.
It's raining. I never understand the rain either.
Yeah, rain is not calming to me. It just bums me
Kenny
out.
Kenny G's in my bedroom. That's terrifying. I don't
Wait,
want that.
Hold on.
Oh God.
Now this.
Why is Kenny G? What's Kenny G doing here?
Now, when you hear music, do you picture? Oh no, when that band is in my room.
Absolutely. When I close my eyes, it's what people are doing right now with us. They're closing their eyes. Imagine we're just sitting there ignoring them, talking over them.
What a hell.
They're trying to
quoting Woody Allen for some reason. Right at the top.
This is the problem. Sometimes I'll listen to our friends' podcasts and I feel myself being like, I want to butt in. And then they can't hear me. Well, I'm just looking like a crazy
person. Can I hit the
chord for a second? Yes, queen.
I want to play a song. That was, just thinking of sleep music, this came up in my mind, so I thought I'd play it and see what you guys thought about it. This is a song I used to hear all the time on the radio.
I hope it's Brahms' Lullaby, which is we should have started this whole podcast about.
That we could play that, I guess, to open the show.
Just some hot hot hip-hop remixes. There's got to be. They got to be out there.
Somebody wrote Vitamin String Quartet.
Yeah, there's a lot of classical music I think is great.
Do you guys know this song?
No, what is this?
We'll see if you know when it kicks in.
Feels like Bare Naked Ladies.
It does sound like that. She grew
up with the children. Oh, yes. Hold on. In the Hollywood Hills and the Boulevard.
Damn it.
Her parents threw big parties. Everyone was there. They hung out with folks like Dennis Hopper and Bob Seger.
Yeah, if this guy wasn't talking, I love this song.
I'm so.
You'll know the
what
chord.
Is this? I know this.
I guarantee you'll know the chord.
Yeah. I feel like it's that everything. Is that it?
Is that?
Oh, Lullaby. Yeah, a Rockabye.
Well, it's called Lullaby.
Is it? Oh, shit.
And believe me, did I search Rockabye? You gotta look up. Everyone look up Sean Mullen's album cover. He looks weird as hell.
Oh, yeah. What else did he make? I remember his face.
Oh, my God. Not at all what I was imagining.
And he called his album Soul's Core.
Oh, God.
That fucking sucks.
That is bad. What else did he make? We should listen to more Sean Mullen.
This is a podcast. We've hijacked it. It's about Sean Mullen.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
This is our dream. To hijack a podcast.
I don't think anything else that we've heard, I'm going to guess, but we'll give it a shot.
Give it a shot.
Because Lullaby has 19 million plays on Spotify, and the next closest one is just 1 million.
Sean Mullen?
Still, not that bad.
He was the.
I was really worried. You'd be like, and the next one, it's 19.
19
no one
total
has ever. No one has ever let it go.
Yeah, no one even just stays long enough to shuffle to the next song.
Oh, right. Rockabye. Yeah, I know that song. Okay, next. Off.
What a weird idea, though, to just whisper talk the verses.
Yeah, yeah.
She knew Dennis Hopper.
ASMR, baby.
That's true. He was way ahead of the curve. All right, this is All in My Head.
I feel like I might know this, too. Right,
this sounds familiar.
This is my kind of song.
Oh, wait, I was thinking of that Nelly That's song again. It's all in my head.
He's singing.
I like this guy.
He's not just talking.
You know what? I like lyrics, Robert.
All right. You know what? I do too.
Everybody moves so fast. No time to wonder why. I'm just trying to get by.
Aren't we all? Wait, do I like lyrics? Oh, wait. So lyrics are to make it more relatable.
Right.
Because they're singing about things that are, like, big.
Right.
Yes.
These are thoughts that you might be having, and they apply to your life.
What?
Just saying.
I've needed lyrics this whole time.
Come to God, Robert.
But how do I know that this guy's experience is, you know, similar to mine?
Well, listen to what he says next.
Okay.
just working for the man.
Thank you.
That's the most relatable thing I've ever heard.
Who doesn't relate to that?
The man?
That is the most relatable sentence.
You did
it.
You were on a show that was on Amazon.
The man.
That's the man.
That's the most the man.
We think Jeff Bezos is the man.
If he dropped that, then I'd be into this guy. If he was like, I was on a documentary on Amazon about comedy that no one watched and came out a year ago.
Check out.
I'm just working for the man.
It's called Inside Jokes.
Yes.
Which is what this is.
Let's play one more Sean Mullins, just because I think it's funny that we're doing this. This one is called Toast to Freedom. Interesting.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, after Toast to Freedom, there is a dash, and then it says Toast to Freedom dash long version.
Oh, boy.
<That's> so funny. Oh, we're not playing that short version. Oh. That shit out of you. The other one's called Toast to Freedom Correct Length.
Still a little long.
That's so good.
All right, we're going to skip ahead because this is a full 6 minutes. Oh, wait, there's a bunch of people involved in this. This isn't.
Oh, it's long.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
How delicious is the winning of her kiss?
How delicious is the winning of her kiss?
That sounds sucks.
All right, we'll play
sucks.
One more.
Lyrics suck.
This is it. September in Seattle.
Now, this is related.
This is about 9/11.
I was so far away. Couldn't have been me.
Felt so safe at home watching that on TV. Oh, no. I don't like how it got funky.
Fisherman's Wharf, the original Starbucks, that museum that has the Muppets.
So he apparently has a song called Stupid Heart.
Oh, we got to hear that.
But it's just really because I was Googling him and it just said singer-songwriter Sean Mullins to take his stupid heart to Akron.
That's so good.
That's a good
of
editorial.
All the songs to pick, yeah. That's hilarious. Yeah, not lullaby. Nope. His stupid heart.
So here's My Stupid Heart by Sean Mullins.
Now this is going to relate
my
to
my stupid.
Tommy McNamara to take his dumb ass to Chicago.
And by the way, my favorite track of your album.
Dumb space ass.
I get a real dumb ass.
I blame.
Uh-oh.
When the arrow flies. With perfect aim.
Ooh.
It don't work out like I thought it would. My stupid heart.
See, this bums me out.
Still thinks it could.
Damn.
Guys, I'm starting to think about lost loves.
Uh-oh.
I don't want this. How long?
Talk about it, Robert.
No, we can't.
What love have you lost?
No, we can't.
Who do you miss right now? Give us the initials.
No initials. No initials.
Good love goes bad.
It does. Oh, shit.
It falls apart.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, so sad.
So let's play. We're getting towards time, right?
Yeah.
We have to be. No more lyrics.
So let's play one more song, not by Sean Mullins, but okay. I searched best songs to sleep to, and this is number
ooh, I like
one.
This.
Okay. Is it the lullaby?
It is My Stupid Heart by Sean Mullins.
Let's play it again.
It's Weightless by Marconi Union. And did I search Macaroni Union? Yes, I did.
I want to join that union.
Do I feel like the biggest idiot in the world right now? Yes, I do.
I started this Macaroni Union. That's mine.
This is my craft. All right. So if you're listening to this and you want to fall asleep, now would be the time. Because you don't want to not...
I would love
to turn it up on yourself. I would love this if Macaroni Union was just like, go to sleep. go to sleep.
If you ever had a kid character, you could be Tommy Macaroni.
That'd be good.
That'd be fun.
That'd be good.
That's the only way I know how to do characters, by the way, is it's first name and then last name Italian food. That is, whenever anyone's like, do you want to do a character on my show? I'm like, Johnny Salami, I guess, could show up. I have nothing more than the name. But
that's so true. Neil Hamburger.
Hamburger?
My buddy Josh Cox did basically a ripoff of Neil Hamburger called, what was it? It was Harvey Tomato. He had one of my favorite jokes of all time. I can't remember it now. I'll think of it later. I'll have him send it in.
I love you, Harvey Tomato.
Our second favorite Harvey on the show.
Harvey Danger? Oh, big fan.
Question mark?
I didn't. No.
Would you classify this as music? Or just a guy who fell asleep on a keyboard? Yeah, there's definitely a heartbeat.
I could fall asleep to this.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, part of this is also me living in shitty apartments in New York where I've needed background.
Oh, right.
You know, it's...
Sure.
I mean, if you have the... If you have, like, you know, natural crickets and you don't need this.
Right. But when you have the sound of somebody just screaming on the street...
This drowns out the screams.
What the fuck did he say?
I'm sleeping here.
That's a good character. Tired New York guy.
Hey, I'm sleeping over here. Hey. That's great.
Why don't you catch a snooze, pal?
Wow, we went all the way from blind Woody Allen to tired New York guy.
How about, and you could call it,
wow.
You could name the character like Aziz, Z-Z-Z-Z.
Aziz.
Oh, man.
Aziz.
Master of the land of
Aziz,
none.
Aziz, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Nod. That's what I was thinking of.
There we go. Much better. Oh, it just got interesting.
That woke me up.
That would be so funny. Every once in a while, it's just like, ding.
Hey, no, not yet. Not yet. Listen to my full song.
You have to edge yourself to sleep.
There's a lot of edging going on, believe me.
Whole lot of edging going on.
Ooh,
all right, let's look through Facebook.
See tomorrow.
Let's see if anybody posted. It's funny, this playlist is making me sleepy.
This playlist is making me thirsty.
Bonnie Vair, especially for Emma Forever Go.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yep. Kyle Berkey Bile.
I think that's how I got into this. I started as an emo kid, and then I made that transition to, you know, sadder, slower music.
Yeah.
And then now I'm in the full transition where I can't listen to lyrics because it made me too sad.
This is the problem with Bon Iver and Fleet Foxes for me, because I got into them at the same time, and I would try to sleep to them because I was like, oh, this is like soft music that I can like. But I love the lyrics so much that then I get fired up.
Yeah. Fleet Foxes does seem like perfect sleep music.
Yeah, but really it's too... I love it lyrically so much that I start to sing. And I wake up those around me.
Yeah, I'm sure your girlfriend loves that.
Come on, skinny love.
I'm just crying.
You sit up like the Undertaker. Come on. My mother was the
only one. Wait, I was my mother's one. Anyway, let's see. Miles Davis, some type of... I can't listen to Miles Davis either because he gets too like... Yeah, he goes too all over the place sometimes.
Well, I think you're also like soundtracking your dreams in a weird way, especially if you just let it play.
Right.
And a Miles Davis dream, it sounds a little bit too intense for me. There'll be a lot of, you know, special effects and whatnot.
Sure. Let's see if anybody gave us... Chris Weir writes, I'm trying to focus/write. I like to listen to music without lyrics, of course. Yeah. I feel no lyrics or music in different language helps me engage. Like Atlanta. What was
like
it?
Like Hopelantic.
Hopelantic.
Helps me to disengage from taking in / analyzing information.
Tom, didn't you disengage?
Was that the name of the pilot I was writing about it? Yes.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Brilliant.
Miranda Britton writes the chill half of Grimes' discography. Ooh. I just can't listen to her anymore.
Well, she's the number two most pretentious artist out of Montreal, as we discovered in our last episode.
That's true.
Now we have to put this one up. I just decided the order of the podcast.
Let's see. I've been in Tibetan. I've been into the Tibetan singing bowl stuff lately. Glass and metal. That's Lolita. All that. I'm really curious what that means.
What if you were just friends with a monk?
Liz McNamara wrote "Lullaby," a playlist by Liz McNamara on Spotify. That's on the Facebook. Should we listen to some of it?
Sure.
Let's listen to some of Liz's lullaby playlist.
Should we do? Should we just leave it on for like 10 hours and put out a really long episode?
Let's see. Taryn Bradley writes Brian Eno all the way. I don't know if I could do that. Let's see. Zachary Boyce writes this True Widow album has lulled me to sleep for years, and any shoegaze is good to doze to. My Bloody Valentine's Loveless is one of my favorites. Interesting. Let's see. Gent, yeah, I guess a lot of people like music that is foreign. Yeah,
that really helps. Okay. Although I would like music to write to. I would love if it was just like instrumental, then occasionally they just yell out a premise.
Oh,
just
that would be great.
Like random nouns.
You know, nowadays they're making notebooks that are for comedians where it's like it's basically just set up for you to do your morning pages or whatever.
Yeah.
They should have music for comedians too, where it's like that set list show where every once in a while they're just like,
relationships. It's like improv suggestion, the music.
This is a pretty good idea.
All right.
They have music for comedians. It's called polka. So let's get out of here on this. This is from my sister's sleep playlist. A great song, and I think it fits because it is by Cat Power. And we are in
I
the
love
house
Cat
of cats.
That's true.
And this is, of course, the only Cat Power song I like. Sea of Love.
Are you serious?
I just never got into it. It's not that
I
want to. Like,
can I play one? That sure. You might hate it. I just want to play it after this. I really like it. This is a great song, though.
And this is great to sleep to.
So good.
Good night, everybody.
From the soundtrack of Juno, I think. And honest to blog, I love this song.
Stop texting on that hamburger phone.
Well, good night, everybody.
It's very fun to say good night to the listeners.
Well, good night, listeners.
Rest your little heads, listeners.
Don't stay up for the plugs. Just go to sleep.
Good night, sweet Patreon subscribers.
And only the Patreon
subscribers. Yes, the rest of you can go suck a one.
You lie awake and think about what you've done.
You can't contribute to our measly sum.
My sleep sounds suck. Oh, that's good.
My apnea. Yeah, it's sleep apnea. Right. Every time you choke yourself to work.
This is a great time. Give me that cable. I'll just
pass the aux for some more.
Isn't that
Larry
the Cable Guy's new slogan? Give me that cable.
The audience has to say it. Give us our cable.
We don't want Dish.
All right. This is my favorite Cat Power song by a long shot, and it's about Kurt Cobain.
Whoa.
And it is... Oh, wait. I just typed in Cat Cohen. Great comedian. all right. Oh, shit. What the hell is the song called?
Kurt Cobain?
That is correct. Oh, it's called I Don't Blame You. So I'm going to play it from the beginning.
Oh, wow.
So good.
Cause they wanted to hear that sound. but you never wanted them that way. What a cruel price you thought that you had to pay.
What a song. Wow.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I love that song.
I was into it.
Yeah.
I was about to apologize for this terrible episode, but
it's a fun episode.
I'm taking the lyrics of that song to be your guys' words in that you don't blame me. So, thank you.
Interesting.
I'm happy you don't blame me for that.
We should make a remix about this episode.
I do blame Dean.
I came in with a paper thin premise. Sleep music?
It was
fun. It's Stand By Your Band. No one hates sleep music.
Yeah, people are probably
boring,
pissed.
And sad at best. Look, I should have come in hot with my Fallout Boy.
If you guys contributed more to the Patreon, we could afford better guests. No, this was a great time, Robert.
I'm very happy to be here.
And now we're sleepy.
You have a new album that'll be out.
I don't know. I'm recording
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Because this won't come out till January or February. So
okay, so I'm recording it now in the past, and then it'll come out hopefully very soon.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And it's not sleep music. Although I am considering calling Explosion in the Sky and asking if they will just do the backing.
Oh my god, that would be amazing.
It just makes everything sound better.
Yes.
Including my stupid jokes about how sad I am.
But watch Inside Jokes.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah.
Set it to a sleep music playlist. Syncs up perfectly.
It would be so funny to have an album where it's not, because like Nick Thune or whatever, they play like one, like a guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
But you just have an entire band behind you the entire time.
My last album, I tried to sync it up to Dark Side of the Moon. I was really hoping that like, oh, when I talk about how poor I am, that the money song will start.
Yeah.
It did not sync up.
Damn. That's really funny.
But this next one, 100% will sync up. Go get it and buy Dark Side of the Moon and listen to them together.
Yes.
How much is Pink Floyd paying you to do this?
They need people to get back in. Sales on the poster with the women with the albums as their back paint.
Yes.
Has been really down.
Damn.
As of late. Damn. People don't care as much for... is that a... woman's naked back. It's listen, in the age of the internet, I need to bring those posters
back.
Back
in the day, that was huge.
Oh, yeah. If you could find a woman who would do that
for
your album.
If you could find a woman, hell. You're in business.
A lot of these album covers were actually men. They just added a boob shading to the...
I'm so sad I only have two albums because I really want to do that now.
That's so funny.
I really
want to
post film. Marts as women's backs.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
today,
you
Robert.
So much for having me.
Check out Tommy's album, Who's Tommy? Check out my half hour on Comedy Central. Get on the Patreon, baby. We miss you. Keep it crispy. Bye.